The idea that the West is actually fighting a war against ISIS is beyond ridiculous. So what we really need to do is start realizing the fact that we are ISIS, and the reason why our corrupt, treasonous governments are carrying out these policies is because they do not represent us, they represent the bankers, and the bankers make a hell of a lot of money off of war, and more importantly, as long as we're all fighting each other, as long as we're all not trusting each other, as long as we're all simply being played as pawns over and over, then they can maintain this tyrannical system of never-ending war. So this is really the wake-up call. What has happened in Paris is us. We are responsible through our corrupt governments for all of these policies, and even if these individuals who carried this out are not directly working for Mossad, CIA, ISIS, Al-Qaeda, all the same thing, even if they did this organically of their own volition, believe me, that is exactly what our so-called governments want. That is what the policy that we've been fostering over and over. And quite frankly, if we're to look at ISIS, ISIS stands for Israeli Secret Intelligence Service. They never attack Israel, and that in itself also tells you a lot about who these individuals are.
Well, some of the events there, Ken O'Keefe, that our guest Rodney Martin talks about in terms of Islamophobia being created again, or more policies to exercise against Muslims, well, maybe this is what the intent is behind these attacks. If there are any hands at play behind the scenes of some of the countries involved in this so-called war on terror.
Well, indeed, that's the case, and it's just more of the same now, isn't it? Now, I'm a non-Muslim, and I am angry at the way Muslims have been portrayed around the world. I have lived in Muslim lands, and I have experienced some of the greatest hospitality and generosity that you will ever experience, and yet Muslims in general are being associated with this monstrosity, this most recent monstrosity known as ISIS, which again I say is Israeli Secret Intelligence Service, and also Al-Qaeda previous to that, Al-Nusra Front. All of these things are intended to smear Islam as a whole, 1.8 billion people on this planet, to associate them with this sort of madness, when in fact it is us in the West that are creating this stuff, funding it, you know, very much protecting it. In fact, America has been providing air cover to these psychopaths in Syria and Iraq largely, and we see that when Russia comes in and actually does something constructive, look how long many of these men are shaving their beards and running off with their heads between, you know, tails between their legs. It is really, really, really disgusting that people have been conned into thinking that Muslims have anything to do with this. And let us hearken back to the original incident which has caused this madness known as the War on Terror. The so-called 19 hijackers in Osama bin Laden is one of the greatest fairy stories ever created. The idea that this man in a cave in Afghanistan on dialysis was masterminding this incredible operation in the United States with 19 so-called hijackers wielding box cutters, Mohammed Atta among them, snorting cocaine and hanging out with strippers in Florida, that these people are responsible for this event in defiance of the greatest military machine in the history of mankind, never mind all of the evidence that's come forward that makes the official version of 9/11 beyond ridiculous. Muslims did not carry out 9/11. In fact, those who blame the Muslims, primarily the Jewish supremacist Zionist-controlled media of America and the government which is controlled by these Jewish supremacist Zionists in America, all of them parrot the same ridiculous, tired old line that Muslims are responsible. And this is an agenda which is intended to create a clash of civilizations. And if we are smart as people, we're going to see the agenda for what it is, and we're going to realize that those who are collaborating in this agenda need to be held to account for literal war crimes and crimes against humanity. And I'm including in that not just the politicians and the military, but those in the media who have perpetuated these lies, because there is no way that they could possibly believe this nonsense. These people have literally sold their soul to the service of the devil.